Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, rodents are a big issue for all of us. It's something that none of us want to have in our homes. You know, you've heard me talk about this on the show. There's no such thing as one mouse or one rat, and they carry a lot of diseases. And I know that when I give advice about how to eliminate the problem, many times I talk about poisons, and then I will hear from people saying, oh my gosh, you're killing the rats, and that's terrible. Well, I don't have that kind of love for the rodent because they do carry a lot of disease, and there certainly are repellents that you can use. I talk about those as well that can be deployed and to keep the rodents away, but there is a brand new product that has a kind of a different take on eliminating the rodent issue. Joining me on the phone line is Nicole Williams, who is the chief strategy officer for a company called SenesTech. Nicole, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your company and the product that you folks have invented and are distributing.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm with SenesTech, and our product is ContraPest. And what ContraPest is birth control for rats. So as you mentioned, you know, there's no such thing as one rat. If you think about it, two base rats, a male and a female, in the course of 1 year can create up to 15,000 rats.
Okay, stop. Wait. Stop right there. I want you to repeat that because I have said, I have quoted this over the years, and I want you to say it one more time so people can hear it.
So a base pair of rats, a male and a female, can create up to 15,000 rats in just 1 year.
That's so gross. It is just so
gross. It is.
Gross.
They come to sexual maturity at 2 months of age and can turn out a litter every 8 weeks. I mean, just imagine how many mice are, or rats. They just, they multiply like crazy.
Right. And there's no such thing as one. And it is, I mean, it is proven about the disease and all the stuff that they carry. And just, this is not something we want in our lives. And so you folks have, you're like the Planned Parenthood for the rat population.
That we are. we are aiming to create safe rat sex for all out there so that they can, you know, do their thing, but not overpopulate the earth.
Right. And so this does not kill the rodent, but it impairs their ability both male and female to reproduce?
Correct. And that's one of the things that is really special about ContraPest is that it impacts both the male and the female.
Wow.
So we have two products that are considered the active ingredients, if you will, VCD and Triptolide. And one of them impacts the ovarian production in the females, and the other one impacts the, you know, effectiveness of the sperm in the males. And so it will slow or even stop the reproductive rate for the rats.
Is this a pellet like traditional rat baits that you would put out, or I mean, what does the product look like?
Sure. So in one respect, ContraPest is just like you would imagine. So if you're going to deploy it in your home, it would feel somewhat similar. It has a bait box, but instead of being a solid bait or something like that, you actually have a tank with a milky-looking liquid. We like to call it the rat milkshake. And it's got a special tray that you put in there, and you'll actually put that, you know, liquid into this bait station. And the reason for that is a little-known fact about rats. They consume a lot of liquid compared to their body weight. So for a rat that's in a food-rich environment with lots of choices from trash, or say you have a chicken coop or something, and there's a lot of things for them to eat, you can see people really struggle to get the rats to come in and actually take their bait. And with ContraPest, because it is a birth control, you need them to be continuously consuming the product. So how do we get a product out there for the rats that's going to keep them coming back when they have a lot of other choices? Well, because they have to drink so much liquid to just, you know, biologically function, and we've created this fat, sweet, delicious rat milkshake, they will continue to come back for it time after time, and it, so it just maintains that consumption that we need in order to maintain those results of slowing or stopping the birth rate, and therefore gaining control of the rat population.
Got it. So it is not unlike, you know, what people would recognize birth control, where it is something that has to constantly be consumed. It isn't that they would consume this once and then the reproductiveness is done. It is they have to keep coming back.
Correct. So it's a buffet. You got to keep them coming back for more.
Wow.
It works like a traditional birth control would, in that they need to continue to consume. But again, because we have this delicious, irresistible milkshake, we see that when we deploy this in areas across the country, the consumption, you know, does stay very consistent. They keep coming back for it. Not only do they biologically need the liquid, but they love the taste of it.
So in a situation, you talked about agriculture, where obviously that is a huge issue, where rodent control, this is really a... In a way, it's yet another tool that, say, a farmer could use, because obviously eliminating the rodents is important, but it's like a never-ending cycle, because you eliminate 10, but there's 15 that just were born, right? And so in concert with other products that are out there, this is really a quite effective approach.
Absolutely. If you think about what's involved in population control, you have two levers: birth rate, death rate. And so traditionally speaking, we have had a lot of tools as a society to try to manage the death rate.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your traditional pest control methods. But we haven't had an effective way to control the birth rate. And that's where ContraPest comes in. So we now have this product that you can, you know, just like we have in the past, you can choose to just focus on the death rate, or you can just choose to focus on the birth rate and use a non-lethal product like ContraPest. And that has a lot of positive effects, you know, to the environment, non-target species, it's safe around your pets, et cetera. But if you're in an environment where you're looking at protecting food safety and food loss and things like that in the food chain, they're generally looking to just get the problem under control as fast and effectively as possible. And so in those environments, we do see a combination of, you know, controlling the death rate and the birth rate at the same time. And we've seen as much as 95% reduction in the rats in sites on some of our egg and poultry farms.
Hmm.
And, you know, and the other thing to think about is the financial impacts that rodents have. So they're having equipment loss and damage,
oh, yeah.
You know, egg loss and all these different things. And at the end of about a 12-month run with introducing ContraPest with a traditional program, we were able to see about an estimated savings of over $500,000, close to $600,000 for these businesses.
Wow.
Just by really getting that rat population under control.
Let me ask you, you touched on it a little bit about pets. So, you know, you have a lot of people listening that have cats or dogs. You mentioned that the delicious, irresistible milkshake has some kind of container. Is the container designed to keep pets away from it, or I mean, what about that? I know that, you know, with traditional baits, you know, like the typical bait that you would give to kill a rat, there's actually an antidote for animals, right? I believe it's called K1, mm-hmm. right? That they can give if a pet were to ingest it. What about pets as it pertains to ContraPest?
So ContraPest is in an EPA-certified, you know, traditional bait station. So it's got the same protections just to keep non-targets like pets out of the bait station to begin with. So that's your first line of protection, of course. But should a pet get a hold of, you know, this bait station and somehow drink the ContraPest?
Because it's delicious. Because it's delicious.
Because it is delicious. It is. I've not tried it, so let's, you know. But I've heard from all of our scientists,
right,
and the consumption from the rats that it's apparently delicious.
Right. Okay.
But the you know, if you did have a household pet that consumed the ContraPest, it's not going to have a toxic impact on your pet. There's no rushing to the vet for an antidote and watching them for hours to see what happens. You know, the levels of our active ingredients are specially formulated for the size and biology of rats.
Right.
And so there's really going to be no impact whatsoever on your house pet by ingesting this. The levels just aren't there, that even if they drank the whole tube, you're not going to see an adverse effect.
That's amazing. Is this product, two questions. A, how is it available? Like, how do people learn more about it? And B, is it available in all 50 states?
So to learn more about ContraPest, you can visit ContraPestStore.com. And there you can learn a little bit more about our active ingredients and all of the different, you know, components and how to properly and effectively deploy ContraPest around your business, in your home, et cetera. And you can also purchase directly from us at ContraPestStore.com. Now, we do have restricted use in three areas. That's Connecticut, New York, and Washington, D.C. So that just means that they can't purchase directly from us in those areas, but they could contact and have a conversation with their pest management professional and say that they are interested in introducing ContraPest into their program, and that could certainly be done that way. They just can't purchase directly.
I know that this is, you and I don't know each other, but you have no idea how this topic excites me. I mean, I just think that it's so cool, and it's just such, I mean, look, we got a lot of problems in the world, right? And we got to solve them all, but this one, I really like the approach, because I do feel like what we've been tasked with before, with trying to control rats and mice and rodents like that, it's just, you know, it's like the clone army in Star Wars, right? They just keep coming. They just keep coming. And, you know, you eliminate one line and there's, you know, 50 lines behind it. And this is really, really interesting. Nicole Williams is the chief strategy officer. The company's called SenesTech, and they make this brand new product called ContraPest to help control the population of rats. I think it's really, really cool. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Hope lots of people go to your website and learn more.
We do as well. Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.